Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An important issue which needs to be discussed in these times is the notion of our Muslim scholars and classical Muslim scholars in general. They say that non-Muslims cannot assume the position of judge in an Islamic state. They prohibit this and they say that generally since the Almighty has humiliated these non-Muslims, so therefore we must not give them a position of responsibility in an Islamic state. They have denied the truth. They have denied the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore they cannot be given this position of responsibility. Now, first of all, if we examine this argument in detail, and even if it is to be accepted, then of course it needs to be considered that there are several categories of non-Muslims. In particular, there are non-Muslims who have deliberately denied the truth and who actually have rejected the truth, not because there was any confusion about it, but because they were convinced and they still deny the truth. Now, about such non-Muslims, the Quran uses the word kafir. And of course, in the Quran, the theme and the style he has adopted regarding such kafirs is very, very severe. And they are, of course, punished for this. So we have to realize this, that the Quran has described a specific law regarding the messengers of God. And it says that the last time that this law came into action was in the time of the last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in whose times people who had deliberately denied the truth, they were punished by the Almighty himself. It was the Almighty who punished these people simply because he had to make this a rehearsal or a corroboration of the fact that one day people shall also be punished for denial in the hereafter. So this was a specific law which relates to the messengers of the Almighty, and through them the Almighty punishes people who intentionally deny the truth. And such people are of course called kafir. And about such people we have severe punishments and a severe attitude also, which can be easily seen in the Quran and of course in various history books. So therefore, we cannot relate every non-Muslim to be a kafir. We have to realize that kafirs are people who have intentionally denied the truth. And of course, since this relates to one's intentions, one cannot decipher whether a particular non-Muslim is a kafir or not. In the times of the messengers of God also, the Almighty informed whom among the addressees of the Prophet had become kafirs by deliberately denying the truth. So therefore, in those times also, the Almighty had supplied with this information. And after the departure of the divine institution of revelation, we cannot have any knowledge from the Almighty directly. So therefore, we cannot declare anyone as kafir. And so therefore, we cannot warrant any such action for non-Muslims. We cannot say that a non-Muslim that we are dealing with is a kafir, and so therefore he cannot assume the position of a judge. Now, another argument also which is generally given against this fact, and against the fact that we should not appoint non-Muslim judges in a Muslim state or an Islamic state, is the fact that an Islamic state is an ideological state. It has an ideological identity. So therefore, people who do not conform to this ideology, who are against this ideology, how can they protect this ideology? And so therefore, they cannot be in this position. Again, this is something which has to be taken case to case. The Sharia has not forbidden anything in this matter. It is left the discretion of a Muslim parliament maybe, or a Muslim law, whether they can select someone who's a non-Muslim in this matter or not. If they think that such a judge or such a non-Muslim who becomes a judge, he can protect the ideological identity of an Islamic state, then of course there is no harm. And we have seen in history that there have been non-Muslim judges and they have executed absolute justice and they have executed Islamic law in the very manner a Muslim would have done had he been in their position. So therefore, this is something which has been left to the discretion of an Islamic state. So therefore, we cannot say that since an Islamic state is an ideological state and an ideological state always requires a Muslim to protect it. Of course, we can have different arrangements in this regard. So the bottom line in this issue is that we must see whether a non-Muslim is qualified enough to pass judgment or not. It is not simply enough to say that since he's a non-Muslim, so therefore he is disqualified from such a position. So in a nutshell, we can say that it would be erroneous to conclude that all non-Muslims are disqualified from becoming judges. And here, of course, I'd like to add also the fact that this is not just a question with the judge. Any position of appointment in an Islamic state goes with the same formula. non-Muslims can be appointed to any appointment in a Muslim government if one is satisfied that their competence matches the competence which is required, of course. And of course, in this matter, we have also to realize that the non-Muslims of today, they are not kafirs, and therefore, they do not warrant the same directives or the same punishment or the same stern attitude which is warranted by non-Muslims who have become kafirs by intentionally denying the truth. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ